Oh, happy Thursday. Throwback Thursday.
TBD.
TBD. And welcome to another OSM Audivo. This is Mark Domsick, and I'm joined by
Josh Schneider.
And we are excited because we have another Audivo. And this week our theme is
Be Mine.
Yeah, we talked about God saying, have no other gods before me. And then we talked about God saying, love the Lord your God with
all your heart,
soul,
mind, and
strength. And that's a lot of you. But the question is why? I think anytime our hearts get wrapped up in somebody else, well, sometimes we're just drawn to them because we're attracted physically to them, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes we're drawn by somebody's heart, who somebody is. That's the way Nicole and I, we knew each other for 7 years. We were friends, and then I wrote her a letter saying, this is who you are. You're great with kids. Your heart is awesome. You're such a wonderful person. I want to marry you. It's kind of a weird story. We'll tell it another time. So I was drawn to her by who she was. And God's saying, be mine. And why should we be gods? One, he's God, right? And he's a lot bigger than we are. That's the way he set up the universe. You know, he created us and said, okay, guys, now you're supposed to be my people. But what is it about God? What is the attributes of God that would draw us to want to be his completely? And that's what I think we should get into today. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, because we want to love God with all our heart and soul, but what's the reason for doing it? And there's so many reasons, but there's a parable that he tells, and Jesus talks about in chapter 15 of Luke. In Luke chapter 15, it's the parable of the lost son. And I encourage you to read this chapter. It's an awesome chapter, but there's a story that he tells about two sons. And the oldest son, you know, he kind of gets frustrated being home working for his father. So he's like, Dad, give me everything that you rightfully owe me as a son. And I'm gonna take it and I'm going to run away. And I'm going to do whatever I want with this money because it's my money and I deserve it. Right? So he does that. He runs away. You know the story, right? Mm-hmm. So he's running away and he squanders all of the money. Everything's gone. And while the youngest son is still at home working the fields, doing what he's supposed to do, and the older son, he gets so desperate that he even, like, you know, he's begging for food, for money. He's working with pigs, which is kind of a huge thing that you just didn't do in the Jewish culture. Yeah. And so he decides, even the servants for my father are getting paid better than what I'm getting paid. I can go back and be a servant for my father and make off better than this. So he squanders everything and he goes back home. And the story is an account of the father who, when he sees his son coming from a distance, you know what he does? He gets up and he runs after the son. The son squanders everything. He ruins all of this.
That's incredible.
And the father runs after him and gives him a big hug. And he tells the younger brother, go kill the fattened calf and let's have a celebration. And the younger brother's like, dude, what are you talking about? I've been here this whole time and you've never killed anything for me. We've never had a celebration. He's like, because the son that was lost is now found. And it's just an awesome story. It's an incredible story of the father and his heart. And the thing about God, and I encourage you guys to read it because we can't get into all the details in our 5 minute to talk before school, but God's heart is to chase after us, even when we run away, like the story of Melissa and David, and the story, like the story of Israel, and the story of our hearts. We tend to run away from God, and God just wants to run and grab a hold of us and find us and hold us secure and give us everything that we have. So in order to be his, we should understand why. Josh, why should we be his?
We should be his because of the love that he shows. And the way he showed that love was dying on the cross.
Absolutely. He sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. There is no God that loves like our God.
God.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And but I think more than just a story of his love, he wants that love to be real in our hearts. And that's, I think, something that God wants to do continually is, I think of that father's embrace when he grabs a hold of that older brother after running away. The first thing, he didn't say, hey, get everything right. Mm-hmm. He didn't, what's wrong with you? Why did you mess everything up? Gosh, Josh, what's the matter with you? All he did was gave him a big fat hug.
Yeah.
So that young older brother could feel his love.
And guys, we'll end on this. If you don't know him and his love, then I would suggest chasing after it.
There's nothing better.
There's nothing better.
There's nothing like his love, guys, and I encourage you to do the same. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this parable that shows the heartbeat of God, why we should be his, because he loves us. And it doesn't matter what mistakes that we've made, he loves us more than those mistakes, and he just wants to wrap his arms of love around us. God, I just thank you for who you are, and help us to understand your love more and more as we chase it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.